We are determined to make a decisive effort to industrialize our country. You have heard me speak about our policy of one district, one factory. It is an integral part of our policy of rapid industrial development. We have identified over 300 projects across the 216 districts of the country to bring this policy into fruition. We are going to do it. And in so doing, we'll give a major boost to the activities of micro and small-scale enterprises in the country. The one district, one factory policy will go hand in hand with our resolve to stimulate private sector investment into a number of strategic anchor industries: iron and steel, cement, bauxite and aluminum, petrochemical industry, vehicle assembly, and the manufacture of machine parts and equipment. This will also open up huge opportunities for small-scale businesses. It is this process of rapid industrialization that will help to create the hundreds of thousands of jobs needed by the masses of unemployed Ghanaian youth. We are fully aware, Mr. Acting President, of the importance to the growth of our nation's economy of our small-scale business sector. The contribution of this sector to the growth of the advanced economies of the world reinforces our awareness. In the economies of the United States of America, the European Union, the United Kingdom, China, Japan, India, Korea, and South Africa, small and medium-scale enterprises continue to dominate their economic landscapes. Indeed, it is the boast of the German economy, the world's fourth largest economy, that virtually all German businesses are small to medium-sized industries, known as the Mittelstand. 3.6 million small industries provide more than 60% of all jobs in Germany's mighty economy. That is a compelling example for us, and we will follow this example by expanding opportunities for small businesses in agro-processing, agro-business, light manufacturing, and industrial activity. For us in the NPP, the primacy of the private sector in the development of our national economy is fundamental. It is the very basis of our economic philosophy, and has been so for the last 70 years. We have never wavered in our belief that given an enabling environment, the ingenuity and sense of enterprise of the Ghanaian will enable us to build a strong, powerful economy which will deliver a good, dignified standard of living to our people. We are hopeful that with the blessing of the Almighty, the Ghanaian people will in December give us in the NPP the opportunity to realize our belief and help bring prosperity to our nation, and thereby secure the stability of our society and the peace and unity of our nation. The Black Star will rise and shine again.